This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That was Kesha. It's a brand new song from Kesha, and she is newly announced headlining Alice in Wonderland 2019. I, for one, could not be more excited. It's Kesha and Avril Lavigne. Yep. Oh, my God. Literally, they put this show on just for me. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. So, Alice in Wonderland 2019 is Thursday, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Kesha, Avril Lavigne. Tickets go on sale this Thursday morning. That is day after tomorrow, November 7th at 8 a.m.
Play what?
Silverchair.
Oh, yeah.
Silverchair.
Oh.
Put that on the list.
All right. Hold on. I'm in the middle of something. I'll do it in a second. RadioAlice.com has everything you need for Alice in Winterland, and your phone has everything you need for getting these tickets before they even go on sale. Are we doing caller 97, Yuzi?
Yes.
Caller 97, 800-400-3697, instantly wins a pair of reserved seats to Alice in Winterland starring Kesha. Yeah. Starring Kesha and Avril Lavigne. It's Thursday, December 5th. Plus, if you win these tickets from us, you'll also get passes into the Sarah and Vinny Bud Light Platinum pre-party.
Ooh.
That's right. We throw a little party at the Masonic every year. Just a little warm-up. We'll shoot the ass and take some pictures. Hang out. It's on a balcony overlooking the whole main concourse area, like the lobby. It's really fun. All week long, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, your chance to win your way into Alice in Winterland and into the Sarah and Vinny Bud Light Platinum pre-party. Call now, 800-400-3697.
I'm going to grab that from you.
Okay, caller number 97 will be our winner. Ashley is, it's all Ashley all day today on the phones, doing all our contests this morning.
Did we play a song called Sunny Came Home?
I was thinking of that. Who did that?
Sean Colvin.
Sean Colvin. You know, I got enough. I have enough for now. And we'll don't give me any more because I ran out of space on my list.
How do you run out of space on a list?
Because I wrote it right here.
Oh, for crying out loud.
In this little post-it. We'll come up with more.
I see.
Good grief.
People will
just
send
about
us
to get on a roll.
Don't do it.
What about Sheryl Crow? You got her?
Oh, Sheryl Crow. We
God,
played
I love
a lot of
Sheryl
songs
Crow.
From her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she do a show for us once?
She came on our show once.
She
remember
did
her dog
once,
was
yeah.
She brought her dog into the studio and we were like, dude,
tell that thing to put his lipstick away.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys sent in a bunch of stuff today and here's where you'll get to hear it back.
Lucky.
Hey, Vin, Jane hearted my Instagram post, winky face.
Oh, my God.
I'm not jealous of that. I'm just jealous that Sarah comes along and decides she wants in on Jane, and then suddenly Jane's not mine anymore.
Girl power, man.
Stolen.
Two strong chicks.
Give me that.
We eye each other.
How
give each other
you?
A little nod of acknowledgement in the halls.
Yeah, Dishwalla. I saw them at the Sonoma County Fair in the 90s. Whatever happened to them? The same thing that happens to all bands that have a hit.
Mm.
They're playing the county fairs.
Yeah, playing that hit.
That is true. I was reading that their last album was put out in 2017.
Oh, my God. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is Dishwalla local? Why do I feel like I...
Dishwalla's from Santa Barbara.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Dishwalla is so loved by your friend.
Luciana.
She loves him so much
yeah.
that her handle on Instagram is like Dishwalla something.
Yeah. You know, I think she does some social media for them.
Oh.
Well, probably now. She didn't start that, but I'm sure she's the last fan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's sad.
Well.
Oh, there's a bunch of Avril Lavigne songs we could be playing in that 8:30 spot, too.
Oh.
Like, there was a lot of Avril Lavigne we were playing early on. We had her on one time, I think.
Yeah, I think we did.
Avril?
Yeah, years ago.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Is that like during Skater Boy or?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Male Brazilian, yuck. Looks like a little kid. Grooming, yes. Bald, no.
That does not look like a little kid, but.
I have a theory I want to run by the size queens. In my experience, dudes with large Adam's apples usually have big ones.
Oh, I've never really noticed
that.
What
say you, size queens?
I've never paid attention, but I'll start now.
Who's the other size queen? I'm not one of those.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're the one who told us the story about the guy you went.
That thing was, listen.
I need to go home.
It was a micro penis.
It doesn't matter
about a size queen. I don't want anything too big, please. What do I want, damage? I want to be like ruined for other people. It's a Microsoft penis?
Microsoft has penises?
I guess so. Turns out. Human just said so. That might have been like something about a bug penis that he was talking about.
I think we're doing a story on micro penises.
Oh.
You can't change history just because you don't like it. It's still a fast fact. No, I understand. It's not correct. It's not a fast fact.
It wasn't worded right.
That's not the turnout. The turnout wasn't even kind of like that.
No. They needed to put the word eligible voters in
right.
there. 80% of the population showed up. No, they didn't. Maybe 80% showed up to protest the 40% who were voting.
Hey, Vinny, welcome to 50. I go in for my procedure this morning and did the prep last night. I heard some suggestions yesterday, and the straw totally helped. I figured out was to take a sip of broth after drinking a cup of the nasty stuff, and it was a total palate cleanser.
Woof.
Didn't want to barf anymore. Good luck.
Vinny's really bummed out by the broth.
Well, I'm bummed out by the broth because chicken broth is stinky. I don't like it. There's a smell to it.
Yeah. You're just using that soup base, though, you know? I say strain a thing of chicken noodle soup. Just drink that broth full of sodium and all the good stuff.
I just don't want no trouble. I'm just going to go home.
Go by the rules.
Be quiet and stay in my room and just wait to drink the gross stuff and then sit on a toilet.
I know you. You probably won't complain about it at all or we'll be whining.
Oh, how dare you?
I'm so brave.
Sugaring is a better version of waxing, says somebody. I don't know what that means.
Sugaring?
I've never heard of that.
Sugar get rid of hair?
Huh. Sugaring. I wonder if
as a lady who likes ladies, I need a taco free of toppings, if you know what I mean. LOL.
It's nice to have that kind of taco.
That's totally different, though. That's like there's an art to the female form that is so completely different than dudes. Ugh. Like, you could dress that anyway, and I'd be all in. Wear you like a hat.
It says here, Vinny, instead, technicians use a special paste made out of sugar, lemon juice, and water. Using their hands, the esthetician smooths the paste onto the skin in the opposite direction of the hair growth and lets it sit for a few seconds. Now, do they rip it off?
It sounds like
maybe
they must.
Yeah.
I sugar men on a regular basis. We call it an Egyptian. Most are straight and married. We get at least 2 clients a month now.
Sugaring.
All right. No, Miley, no, says 707.
Oh, that must be about her duet with Jeff Goldblum.
You're training a puppy. You're not good enough for standards and classics. Stick to the tart you used to.
Gone.
Jeff Goldblum was fantastic at Bottle Rock. Super entertaining. Thanks, Alice family, for reading my email on the air about the guitars. Bill Singer is the teacher, my friend who does the music education, and we could not be more grateful for the immediate, no questions asked response from Alice and Alan Rosen at Bananas at Large.
Well, listen, if everyone's suffering in these fires, and then this guy gets looted while people have been evacuated?
Yeah.
So wrong. There's some really wrong people out there.
Yeah, there are. I know. You're having troubles.
Oh, I'm going to go take advantage of that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a perfect time for me to really F you over.
Oli'i is the name of the girl who will be playing the Little Mermaid tonight on the live-action TV show version of... And she's the voice of Moana.
Right.
Oh, you said it right. Alden texted me. Say it again, Vinny.
Oli'i.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got it. I got it written out for me. I needed help. Sarah, wasn't your niece in the Broadway version of The Little Mermaid?
No, she played the character at Disney World.
Oh.
She was in the show
close
there.
Close to Broadway, though, right?
So close to Broadway. Almost there.
How's she doing?
Great.
How's their band doing?
Great.
Are they?
Yeah, they just got 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, and they're booked for the whole wedding. They have a wedding band going.
Oh, that's their deal?
Yeah, they make good money doing
it. Just him and her?
They have a band.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Running Mates. Ding, ding, shame.
Mm-hmm. Where do they live?
In Boston.
They moved from... They were in
they're
L.A.
They're in Boston now. They moved last year.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
I just haven't caught you up on them recently. I follow them on Instagram if you want to check them out.
Don't worry about your colonoscopy, Vinny. I put mine off for 2 years because I didn't want a deal, but it wasn't anywhere near as bad as I'd imagined. The worst part is the prep was downing the stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all. Mm-mm. Just being tied to a toilet for a whole day? Mm-hmm. Yikes. When are you going to take your first sip of the prep juice?
Like this afternoon.
Oy.
So I'll get the first one out of the way.
I wonder if you'll wake
bed.
Up in the middle of the night having to go.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't.
Hey. Just when you think you're done.
I think
there's
I'm,
more.
Wait, there's more.
Yuck.
I don't feel like I have that much food in me,
well,
but
we'll find out.
You don't think so, but I think I end up falling asleep at least once
on the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Oh God. I don't want to do
this
that.
This is horrible.
School bake sales and sports events do that all the time. Resell cookies.
Sure, that's true.
Yeah, this kid was running a business, though. And he wasn't doing it in, like, one night, small numbers.
He was making a long-ass trip, though, and hauling those things back. Paid full price for them.
510 says, I've seen a few of you at Grumpy's. Never say hi, because you're people living life. Never saw me at Grumpy's.
Me either. I've been there twice.
I've been there
ever
once.
Yeah.
And you know who I went with? Michael Martin.
Oh.
It's when he first started working here. Mm. He took me over there and we had a meeting.
Yeah. Like what, a hamburger or something?
No, I don't even think we ate. We just chatted. And then we were done. Maybe we had, I don't know. Anyway. It wasn't me you saw there.
Could have been me.
Wasn't me.
Could have been me.
Could have been Bryn. Could have been Bond.
That's your other office, isn't it?
Norman. Studio G, baby.
I see Sarah and her family in Tahoe. Oh, I saw, maybe is what they mean. They were so kind and awesome. John even offered to take our picture.
Aw. Was it just this past year? I met a few people.
Oh, look at that. It says yes.
Oh, great.
Yes, it was just this past year.
Then perfect. Because we were up there with our huge family.
I caught Sarah outside the bathroom at the Winchester Mystery House. Well, we were working. I mean, that seems to me like.
I think that was the lady from the Winchester Mystery House, too. I mean, she had me all morning. I'm not sure.
What? So Vinny brings up. Okay, that's not even readable.
That's too bad.
Vin, put a bell on her so you can hear her. My daughter and I will not be doing any more chores while hanging with her. She's far too mobile and too fast.
She's the wanderer.
And too, yeah, the wanderer. Too scatterbrained.
She rides around,
to stay
around,
put.
Around,
so,
around,
no.
Around.
I'm just going to not ever try to do two things at once. Vinny, one time I went to the bathroom and my 3-year-old son opened the front door and walked across the street. I used to joke with my husband that it was a successful day if I didn't end up on the 6 o'clock news.
Oh my God. With your pants down. Oh, just trying to get my son. Get back here.
I had to not freak out, but I wanted to freak the hell out. I was like,
well, you're so disappointed in yourself and you're like, oh my God, she's crazy. And the world is falling down and around me in ashes. Oh, that's a scary moment. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I think many of the things that a lot of things went through my head when we talked about having kids. And one of them was, I don't know that I want the kind of responsibility that comes with keeping a person alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and
people will say,
your responsibility.
Oh, these things, they practically raise themselves. Nah. No, they don't.
Mm.
Nah, you gotta. They practically try to kill. This one, this young one, is trying to hurt herself.
Well, she has no sense of danger.
She's a climber.
She'll get there. She'll hurt herself a couple times, and then she'll start to learn the parameters of what hurts and what doesn't and what she can and can't do.
Mm.
That's life.
My favorite Seinfeld show is when George plays a rebel to impress a girl at Elaine's work. At the end, George gets arrested, and Elaine and Mr. Costanza fight at the police station. I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
I remember the one where he bones the custodian lady.
Yeah.
And there's a stain on the sweater or something.
A hole in it or something.
Elaine. He bought it for Elaine. It was on sale.
And then she sees it right away.
Stain
on it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's a hole in this. What's this?
How about when Kramer smokes too much? Do you remember that one? And his face turns all yellow and gray and he's wrinkled up.
Yeah, that one's ringing a bell.
Ass Man was a good one.
Oh.
A lot of people wrote in about the Seinfeld episodes.
Right.
Man Hands. Also, the girl
that looks
good in some lighting.
Oh, my God.
Bad
I think about
lighting.
Her all the time. The bad lighting girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the close talkers. And the soft talkers.
Yeah.
The low talkers. Remember
the puppy shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, what about the guy that's the boyfriend of one of Elaine's friends, but he talks it? Like a girl.
Oh, yeah, high voice.
And she says some stuff to him that she was, that he wasn't supposed to hear, and it ends up breaking them up. Do you remember that?
Vaguely,
I remember the high voice.
High talker.
Yeah.
How about the guy who won't wash his, the cook goes in.
Oh, Poppy?
He goes in, he sees Jerry in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he doesn't wash his hands when he comes out of him.
That's Poppy.
Poppy.
And then Jerry's like, I can't eat it. Because he's in there like touching the dough.
He doesn't
want to
eat anything. Yeah.
Yeah. God bless you, Vinny. And may St. Jude be with you. We'll miss you tomorrow a lot.
Aww.
Yeah, you're really going to miss me.
So, of course they'll miss you.
Are you going to call us?
Well, I didn't know you guys had Johnny coming in. You guys are good.
Oh, but we want
to
know
how everything's going with you.
You're number one.
Yeah, hello.
Well,
Johnny's a distant second.
I don't know if me connected to a...
Oh, that's exactly when we want to talk to you.
Oh, you
to Vinny's doctor.
You want...
Mid-examination. If you could put a phone connected to us in his hands, mm-hmm. that would be huge.
Let's FaceTime.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to FaceTime?
Yeah, let's do this.
Listen to this. 310 says, I drunkenly ordered a hooker. She was pregnant.
What?
No. Oh, that's just someone being gross, right?
Who orders a pregnant hooker?
No, I don't think he meant to. I think that...
She just came that way?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh.
No, right? Even someone who does hookers is going to go,
I don't really. Someone else's baby's in there. I don't know.
Well, maybe if you turn around.
Yeah.
All right. That'll work.
I'm fine with that. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Been evacuated?
Yeah.
So wrong. There's some really wrong people out there.
Yeah, there are. I know. You're having troubles.
Oh, I'm going to go take advantage of that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a perfect time for me to really F you over.
Oli'i is the name of the girl who will be playing the Little Mermaid tonight on the live-action TV show version of... And she's the voice of Moana.
Right.
Oh, you said it right. Alden texted me. Say it again, Vinny.
Oli'i.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got it. I got it written out for me. I needed help. Sarah, wasn't your niece in the Broadway version of The Little Mermaid?
No, she played the character at Disney World.
Oh.
She was in the show
close
there.
Close to Broadway, though, right?
So close to Broadway. Almost there.
How's she doing?
Great.
How's their band doing?
Great.
Are they?
Yeah, they just got 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, and they're booked for the whole wedding. They have a wedding band going.
Oh, that's their deal?
Yeah, they make good money doing
it. Just him and her?
They have a band.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Running Mates. Ding, ding, shame.
Mm-hmm. Where do they live?
In Boston.
They moved from, they were in LA. They're
in Boston now. They moved last year.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
I just haven't caught you up on them recently. I follow them on Instagram if you want to check them out.
Don't worry about your colonoscopy, Vinny. I put mine off for 2 years because I didn't want a deal, but it wasn't anywhere near as bad as I'd imagined. The worst part is the prep was downing the stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all. Mm-mm. Just being tied to a toilet for a whole day? Mm-hmm. Yikes. When are you going to take your first sip of the prep juice?
Like this afternoon.
Oy.
So I'll get the first one out of the way.
I wonder if you'll wake
bed.
Up in the middle of the night having to go.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't.
Hey. Just when you think you're done.
I think
there's
more.
Oh, but
wait, there's
you know,
more.
Yuck.
I don't feel like I have that much food in me,
well,
but.
We'll find out.
You don't think so, but. I think I end up falling asleep at least once.
On the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Oh, God. I don't want to do
this
that.
This is horrible.
School bake sales and sports events do that all the time. Resell cookies.
Sure, that's true.
Yeah, this kid was running a business, though. And he wasn't doing it in, like, one night, small numbers.
He was making a long-ass
he
trip, though, and hauling
business
those things
going.
Back. Paid full price for them.
510 says, I've seen a few of you at Grumpy's. Never say hi, because you're people living life. Never saw me at Grumpy's.
Me either. I've been there twice.
I've been there
ever
once.
Yeah.
And you know who I went with? Michael Martin.
Oh.
It's when he first started working here. Mm. He took me over there and we had a meeting.
Yeah. Like what, a hamburger or something?
No, I don't even think we ate. We just chatted. And then we were done. Maybe we had, I don't know. Anyway. It wasn't me you saw there.
Could have been
me. Wasn't me.
Could have been me.
Could have been Brent. Could have been Bond.
That's your other office, isn't it?
Norman. Studio G, baby.
I see Sarah and her family in Tahoe. Oh, I saw maybe is what they mean. They were so kind and awesome. John even offered to take our picture.
Aw. Was it just this past year? I met a few people.
Oh, look at that. It says yes.
Oh, great.
Yes, it was just this past year.
Then perfect. Because we were up there with our huge family.
I caught Sarah outside the bathroom at the Winchester Mystery House. Well, we were working. I mean, that seems to me like.
I think that was the lady from the Winchester Mystery House, too. I mean, she had me all morning. I'm not sure.
What? So Vinny brings up. Okay, that's not even readable.
That's too bad.
Vin, put a bell on her so you can hear her. My daughter and I will not be doing any more chores while hanging with her. She's far too mobile and too fast.
She's the wanderer.
And
too
scatterbrained.
She runs around
to stay
around,
put.
Around,
so,
around,
no.
Around.
I'm just going to not ever try to do two things at once. Vinny, one time I went to the bathroom and my 3-year-old son opened the front door and walked across the street. I used to joke with my husband that it was a successful day if I didn't end up on the 6 o'clock news.
Oh, my God. With your pants down. Oh, just trying to get my son. Get back here.
I had to not freak out, but I wanted to freak the hell out. I was like.
Well, you're so disappointed in yourself and you're like, oh, my God, she's crazy and. The world is falling down and around me in ashes. Oh, that's a scary moment. It really is.
I think many of the things that a lot of things went through my head when we talked about having kids. And one of them was, I don't know that I want the kind of responsibility that comes with keeping a person alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And you know,
and
people
it is
will say,
your responsibility.
Oh, these things, they practically raise themselves. No. No, they don't.
Mm.
No, you gotta. They practically try to kill. This one, this young one, is trying to hurt herself.
Well, she has no sense of danger.
She's a climber.
She'll get there. She'll hurt herself a couple times, and then she'll start to learn the parameters of what hurts and what doesn't and what she can and can't do.
Mm.
That's life.
My favorite Seinfeld show is when George plays a rebel to impress a girl at Elaine's work. At the end, George gets arrested, and Elaine and Mr. Costanza fight at the police station. I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
I remember the one where he bones the custodian lady.
Yeah.
And there's a stain on the sweater or something.
A hole in it or something.
Elaine. He bought it for Elaine. It was on sale.
And then she sees it right away. On it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a hole in this. What's this?
How about when Kramer smokes too much? Do you remember that one? And his face turns all yellow and gray and he's wrinkled up.
Yeah, that one's ringing a bell.
Ass Man was a good one.
Oh.
A lot of people wrote in about the Seinfeld episodes.
Right.
Man Hands. Also, the girl
looks
good in some lighting.
Oh, my
and
God.
Bad
I think
another
about
lighting.
Her all the time. The bad lighting girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the close talkers. And the soft talkers.
Yeah.
The low talkers. Remember
the
puppy
shirt?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, what about the guy that's the boyfriend of one of Elaine's friends, but he talks like a girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. High voice.
And she says some stuff to him that she was, that he wasn't supposed to hear, and it ends up breaking them up. Do you remember that?
Vaguely,
I remember the high voice.
High talker.
Yeah.
How about the guy who won't wash his... The cook goes in.
Oh, Poppy.
He goes in. He sees Jerry in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he doesn't wash his hands when he comes out of the
bathroom. That's Poppy.
Poppy.
And then Jerry's like, I can't eat it. Because he's in there like touching the dough.
He doesn't
want to
eat anything. Yeah.
Yeah. God bless you, Vinny. And may St. Jude be with you. We'll miss you tomorrow a lot.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really going to miss me.
So, of course I'll miss you.
Are you going to call us?
Well, I didn't know you guys had Johnny coming in. You guys are good.
Oh, but we want
to know how everything's going with you.
You're number one.
Yeah, hello.
Well,
Johnny's a distant second.
I don't know if me connected to a...
Oh, that's exactly when we want to talk to you.
Oh, you
to Vinny's doctor.
You want...
Mid-examination. If you could put a phone connected to us in his hands, mm-hmm. that would be huge.
Let's FaceTime.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to FaceTime?
Yeah. Let's do
butt
this.
Time.
Listen to this. 310 says, I drunkenly ordered a hooker. She was pregnant.
What?
No. Oh, that's just someone being gross,
that's
right?
Funny. Who orders a pregnant hooker?
No, I don't think you meant to. I think that.
She just came that way?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh.
No, right? Even someone who does hookers is going to go,
yeah, I don't really. Someone else's baby's in there. I don't want to.
Well, maybe if you turn around.
Yeah.
All right, that'll work.
I'm fine with that. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's been fun coming up with those songs for Jane.
I love
them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vinny just came up with a good one. Who did you
bitch.
Think of that? Yeah. I'm a
who are
bitch.
You calling?
I'm a mother. I'm a child. I'm a lover.
What
I'm
did
a sinner,
what song
I'm
did Sister Hazel sing?
Oh, I don't remember the name of it.
Something with home in the title?
With what?
Home in the title?
Look up Sister Hazel.
Sister Hazel, yeah.
The big thing was.
Do you remember that
couple
band?
Songs, yeah.
I don't remember the song, though, at all.
I feel like they played for us.
Oh, my God. Marcy Playground.
All for You?
Ooh. Yes!
All for You is the name of Sister
Hazel. Oh, yeah, All for You. That's
a
sister.
All for You is a hit.
Yeah.
Marcy's Playground, the candy song.
Sex and Candy. We have them in studio.
Candy.
Yeah.
That is actually a really...
That's a good one. We played that constantly.
Hit.
But it's so short. Do you remember? Isn't it like less than 3 minutes?
But it crossed... That's one of those ones that crossed all the format. Like it went alternative. It went to us. It went...
Everywhere. Yeah. Everyone was playing that. It's true. It's been really fun just like thinking about the olden days of Alice. Because who never knew that there would be olden days of Alice like that should be around for 22 years.
Well, you don't think like
years.
That.
You don't.
I think I just need to survive.
No doubt.
Today,
especially right. DJs were like, today. Oh, yeah, well, wherever I get my paycheck from this week will be just fine with right. me. Mm-hmm. Do I, can I feed my kids?
Listen, you guys, thank kids. You so much. Well, you know, they're grown now. But
I know, but you didn't even have that in mind right. when we got here.
As soon as I got them, I'm like, oh, crap. I am in charge of keeping these two alive, huh? Hey, so tomorrow it's colostomy day. It's a big holiday here yeah. at the Alice.
Oh, a holiday now.
Vinny's drinking nothing but broth today. He's about to start his barium enema process.
So yeah. far, it's working. Like, I'm not starving. I'm not freaking out. Like, right. I
Oh, like drinking the broth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The mm-hmm. broth has helped. That's at good. Least keep me fr- I kind of feel like if I didn't have that, I'd be sketching out right now.
Well, it's like hangriness is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, people need their food. Give me my food. So. Hurry up with my damn croissant.
Right.
it's National Donut Day, by the way. We had some Safeway donuts.
We
so.
Did. It was, they were
Thank
delicious.
You, lovely.
Were pounding them. You were double fisted.
I was. I was triple fisted. I took my other fist out and got a donut going. Donuts. Try not to eat them in front of you. I left the room. You kept coming out looking all wistfully over
anyway, have fun with your boy tomorrow.
Yeah, Johnny Mosley's going to sit in tomorrow, so that'll be fun. Vinny is hopefully going to call in while under the influence of, mm-hmm. you know, the, whatever drugs they give you to get you to be semi-sedated.
Yeah,
the
I don't know what that. I don't know what that is. Yeah. I'll...
Just keep in your mind that you got to call us during the process.
Okay. I'll text you.
No, you
that
call.
Part I'm not even worried. I'm not worried about that part. I'm more worried about
like
tonight.
It. Yeah.
And like yeah. not being
bed
able
early
to leave the toilet. Mm-hmm. And really I'm worried about when that stuff forces you to be sick, mm-hmm. There can be like gut-wrenching pain.
I don't know if I'm gonna feel that. You might have some
like,
cramps.
Be cramping?
Yeah,
I hate
cramping
that.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You're gonna be fine. You're going right, to get through we'll like see. A champ, and then tomorrow you're going to get to eat. It'll be great.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, have a great day today and tomorrow. Yeah. I hope it goes really smoothly.
So
smooth move. X-Lax.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.